Revelation chapter 19. Songs in Heaven. After this, I heard what sounded like the loud singing of a great assembly in heaven. Alleluia! Salvation, glory, and might belong to our God, for his judgments are true and just. He has condemned the great harlot who corrupted the world with her adultery. He has avenged his servant's blood shed by her hand in harlotry. Once more they sang, Alleluia! The smoke from her goes up for ever and ever. The 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God seated on the throne, and they cried, Amen! Alleluia! A voice came from the throne, Praise our God, all you his servants, all you who revere him, both small and great. Then I heard what sounded like a great crowd, like the roaring of the waves, like peals of thunder, answering, Alleluia! The Lord now reigns, our Lord, the Master of the universe. Let us rejoice and be glad, and give him glory. This is the time to celebrate the wedding of the Lamb. His bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, is given her to wear. This linen stands for the good works of the holy ones. Then the angel told me, Write, Happy are those invited to the wedding of the Lamb. And he went on, These are true words of God. As I fell down at his feet to worship him, he said to me, Beware, I am but a servant like you and your brothers who utter the testimonies of Jesus. These testimonies of Jesus are proclaimed through the spirit of the prophets. Worship God alone. The triumph of the Word of God. Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse appeared. Its rider is the faithful and true. He judges and wages just wars. His eyes are flames of fire. He wears many crowns, and written on him is his own name, which no one can understand except himself. He is clothed in a cloak drenched in blood. His name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven, clothed in pure white linen, follow him on white horses. A sharp sword comes out of his mouth. With it he will strike the nations, for he must rule them with an iron rod. He treads the winepress of the burning wrath of God, the Master of the universe. This is why this title is written on his cloak and on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I also saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried out with a loud voice to all the birds of the air, Come here to the great feast of God. Come and eat the flesh of kings, of generals, and of the mighty. Come and devour the soldier and his horse, flesh of all, both free and slaves, both small and great. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to fight against him who rides on the horse and his army. But the beast was captured with the false prophet who served it and performed signs by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped its statue. The two were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur, and all the rest were killed by the sword which comes from the mouth of the rider who mounts the horse. And all the birds were fed with their flesh.